Theme for English A by Caroline Dowell Esquivel. My high school English teacher once said, "Go home and write to me about how your story has impacted you as a writer." Is it easy enough to put it into words? I'm 18, Hispanic, born in Miami Beach. I went to school in South Miami, then Coconut Grove, then here to this institute on the west side of Georgia Tech. I was not the only second-generation Cuban-American in my high school class. Unlike here at Tech, I was the majority. The steps from Freshman Hill, above the center of campus, lead down into Tech Green, through the Student Center. Then I pass First, Boggs, Love, Burger Bowl, and I come to Armstrong, the hefty strong of Georgia Tech, where I take the stairs up to my dorm, sit down, and write this paper again. Who am I? It is not easy to know for you or me at 18 my age. Am I Cuban? Am I American? What does it mean to be Cuban American? How is my story different from others? How is it the same? But I guess I'm what I experience. Feel, see, touch, smell, taste, and hear. Atlanta, I hear you. Hear you, hear me, we too, you, me, talk on this paper. I hear Miami too. Atlanta and Miami, where a minority is the majority. The two cities are still completely different, and I'm completely different in them. As a college student in Atlanta, can I even claim to know Atlanta yet? It is a mystery to be unraveled my next 4 years. A new place to learn, think, and discover myself in a new context, away from what I know and those who knew me, where I am a minority. Miami is filled with second-generation Cuban Americans. Just because my story is similar to others does not make it invalid. Does it make it worth less? Me? Who? Well, I like to laugh, talk, eat, and have crushes on boys. I like to experiment, read, learn, and reflect on my life. I like a bird for a Christmas present, or a streaming service account, Netflix, Hulu, or Disney Plus. I guess being Hispanic doesn't make me not like the same things my classmates like, who are other ethnicities. But I also like Cuban cafecito, croquetas, arroz con pollo, dancing salsa, and listening to reggaeton. So will my page be a different color from my father's? Being him, it will be white. Being me, I don't know what to label myself. In the US, it will be white. Hispanic is not a race. But in Cuba or Spain, I am not white. What do I define myself so I don't betray my mother or father? What do I define myself so I don't betray my true identity? What do I identify myself as? How do others identify me? All I know is my story will be a part of you, teacher. You are Filipina, from a family of immigrants too. A part of me as I am a part of you. That's American. That's what both our grandparents fought to come here for. Sometimes, perhaps, you don't want to be a part of me. Nor do I often want to be a part of you. But we are. That's the truth. As I learn from you and respect your creative voice, I guess you learn from me and respect mine. Although you're older and wise and know what is considered good writing and a unique story, and you somewhat know yourself better than me. Do you? This is my page for English A.